This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, Jason, I know it's been 5 years, but you spent a good part of your career playing for the Minnesota Wild, 9 years. Do you still enjoy going up against them?
I do, yeah. I still have some friends on that team, and obviously the organization holds a special place in my heart and my life is kind of getting my start in the league. So still a special place, and should be a fun game.
You guys, I think one of the biggest things that I said, well, there are a lot of things actually in your streak that you guys are on here, but it's special teams. I mean, you guys went from, 27th, 29th, and right now you're number one in penalty killing in those nine games and right up in the top, around the top three or four on the power play. How much has that really helped fuel you guys, the improvement you've seen in the special teams?
Yeah, I mean, especially when you start getting into really close matchups and tough teams, special teams are a huge piece of it and something that can, help get you wins. We saw it in L.A. Our PK did a phenomenal job, and then we were able to get a power play goal, and we win that game 1-0. I think it is a huge boost for you if you can execute, and, we got to try to keep that going.
The Minnesota Wild have been great on the road. That they're 9-1-3. But as you guys prepare, yes, I know you get a scouting report in them, but how much of your preparation is we got to do what we do best more than worrying about what they're going to do? You do to a point, but you know what I'm saying, where you may be prepared, like, if we play our game, we're going to be fine.
Yeah, that's a big piece of it. For us, we have to play our game and know that our best is going to beat them at their best, and that's kind of the mentality that you have to have. So for us, we're carrying it in to tonight that way. They're a hell of a team. You have to show a ton of respect for them. They've had a hell of a start, but for us, we just have to make sure that we come out, play our game, and kind of push the pace, push the tempo in our building, and have a good start.
I had a real great conversation with Jiří Kulík, and one of the things I noticed just looking down, almost after every shift, you and Jiří talk. You're mm-hmm. always with him. You're always talking, and he seems like he's glued to you, like he's really attentive to what you might be saying. How valuable is that to have a guy, a veteran like you, that right after a shift, you guys can kick it around and talk about it?
Yeah, it goes a long way. I know when I was young, I had some great leaders in Matt Cullen and Danny Heatley and Mikko Koivu, Eric Staal. The list kind of goes on and on for me, and I was very fortunate to have that. So for me, if I can help out with any aspect of the game, he knows how to play the game. He's a heck of a player and has some crazy skill. It's just about it's more about doing the right things consistently as a line and as a as a pair that way to help us have success as a line. So trying to help him out any way I can, but he's doing a great job.
He had said a couple of things that were kind of funny that I wanted to ask you about. One, he said when he first met you, he was scared of you. Do you think maybe it's the intensity you bring to the game or whatever?
I don't know. Sometimes on the ice it can get a little bit serious, and maybe that's a piece of it. But he's a really lighthearted kid, and he's a great person, and first and foremost, that's the most important. He's just a good person. For me, it's been fun getting to know him.
And the other thing that really made me chuckle was he said he calls you his stepdaddy.
Yeah.
Where did he come up with that?
I don't know where he came up with that. I mean, maybe it's just me being that much older than him, but he does throw that around. It's funny to see, yeah.
As I watch him, it seems like his couple of games he's played at center, he's not that he was bad on the wing, but it seems like he's been a better player playing at center, his natural position. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, I agree with you completely on that. I think he's been really good up the middle. I think he's able to use his speed. Certain guys just excel when they have the puck at high pace, and he seems to be one of those guys. So it's been fun to watch. I think he'll keep getting better. I was pleasantly surprised how good he was in the faceoff circle also, and strong and being good there. So I think for him there's a different comfortability factor playing center, and I think it's been good for him.